Welcome to the Move Rural Canada podcast, where every week we showcase incredible businesses in rural and northern Canada. Businesses that are not only growing, but are looking to hire.
We're here to show you companies and communities outside of the big cities that are building stronger and more inclusive workplaces. Workplaces that want and are encouraging newcomers, immigrants, and refugees to work with them.
Let us be your guides to help you find the best places in Canada to not only immigrate, but build a career and settle.
I'm your host, Leah Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Lindsay Rubenek.
Join us as we learn about all of the amazing career opportunities in places that you may not have ever thought of moving.
Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to Move Rural Canada, and thank you for joining us. Today we have Erin Rash. She is the CAO for Vermilion Growers, and she's going to provide insight into how her company has worked in terms of recruiting newcomers to come work for them, how they've been able to retain their newcomers, and the opportunities that are within their organization. So anyways, I just want to give a little bit of a backdrop in terms of how I met Vermilion Growers. And it was basically when Vermilion Growers had, you know, built their greenhouse, and I'm going to let Erin explain all of that and what they do. But basically, Vermilion Growers currently is a 10-acre greenhouse. And so they had built it, which is a phenomenal feat, and they're located in rural Manitoba and Dauphin. However, when they got it built, the one thing that they realized was that they had a workforce shortage. And that is, you know, quite a problem when you want to, you know, make your business thrive. And they looked around and they realized there was a lack of workers within the surrounding areas. And so I had met them through one of their board members, and or I should say one of their investors. And I started doing labor market impact assessments for them, because that was basically the only way that we could meet the needs of Vermilion Growers, is through doing a labor market impact assessment, which creates opportunities for that business to hire people from overseas. And so I started doing a number of those. And then shortly after that, they brought on Erin, who basically caught on to how you can do a labor market impact assessment. She, you know, came into that easily, and she started taking over that, which was great. And then she took over the human resource part, and she eventually became the CAO of Vermilion Growers. So I've been working with them in terms of assisting them in identifying and coaching them with their labor market impact assessments. And basically, though, at this point, they're pretty independent. And we want to bring Erin on the podcast, so, you know, to provide a better insight into how they've been doing and how they have been working with newcomers and their ability to retain them. So we want to welcome Erin. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, you're very welcome. So what else can you tell us about the greenhouse right now, and where you're at, and give us a little bit of history about it?
So when lots of people hear greenhouse, they think standard hoop style plastic greenhouse. This is not that. This is a state-of-the-art glass building. It is beautiful, based on technology that's come from the Netherlands, and they have mastered this. We have copied. The same thing is in Ontario, widespread there, but we are the first in Manitoba. This beautiful Venlo roof system, and it's an amazing structure. That's just the exterior. The inside, we have, in this frigid winter temperatures, we have a beautiful little world in there where it's warm and humid, and there's bees buzzing, and the tomato plants are growing like a forest in there. And yeah, we have 10 acres of the tomato plants, and we're about to get into heavy duty shipping again here soon and sending them out mostly, well, all across Canada, really, mostly to the west. But yeah, it's pretty exciting, and it's just, yeah, it's a great thing. We get to have sustainable food source that's locally grown, and that's the goal of Vermilion Growers, is to provide something local, that we can have locally grown food. And it's amazing. It's pretty exciting to think we can have a fresh tomato here in Manitoba when it's been minus 40 for, I think, about 7 years now.
Feels like a long time.
So it's pretty exciting to go out there and see this world that's happening. And It's just an amazing building. Yeah, it's built on efficiencies, and we recycle the smallest thing, like recycling the snow melt off of our roof is just something that amazed me since the beginning, that we can have these types of things going on here in this world in the middle of winter, that we just, it's just a very unique place. It's very exciting to be part of it.
So in terms of, you have a 10-acre greenhouse. I know you guys are looking to expand. However, yes, currently, right now, how many employees do you actually have working at the greenhouse?
Right. So we have about 25 working in the actual crop. And then we also have the packing line where everything's packed and shipped out. So another 5 to 7 probably in our packing line. And we're always working at becoming more efficient. So our numbers maybe had started a little larger before. Now as our workers are getting trained, because this is the only facility like this in Manitoba, we didn't find anybody with experience. So we're all learning. But now our workers are getting, now we're having more experienced workers, and we're kind of toning down on not needing as many workers, but having trained, skilled workers, which is our goal, to get our crop off and everything done as efficiently as possible. And those plants, they're pretty amazing. They're about, well, they're at least 25 feet tall now, which is just incredible. See, but they take a lot of work to keep everything growing properly. And so, yeah, those people, they work hard.
Yeah. And you're located, I'm assuming, right outside of Dauphin, sort of.
Yes,
right?
Just on the outskirts of Dauphin. Yeah. Okay. So Dauphin's a smaller city, and it's very remote to most. So yeah, it's a.
What's the size of Dauphin? Would you say, because it's considered a city, right? It's the city of Dauphin, right?
Yeah. Just I think. What is the population, Lindsay? I am not 7, sure.
7,000, I think. I think it's 7,000. Okay. I could stand corrected. I should know this, but I don't. But yeah. So, but you know, really good question, Leah, because I think, you know, we're going to jump around probably with you because we don't want to make this a structured, you know, conversation. But Leah just said, you know, one thing that's really important. She asked where you're located. So Erin, if Vermilion Growers is located on the outskirts of Dauphin, how does your employees, specifically your newcomers who often don't have transportation, how do they get to work?
Right. Yeah. So we faced that problem when we first started working, because we were searching, like, it's hard. It's hard to attract a labor force. And then we had to immediately explore options through immigration. And these people are coming and they don't have abilities to get outside of Dauphin. It's some wanting to walk, but there's winter and there's extreme conditions here. So we had to, as a company, really look at the situation and explore the options. And we just felt that taking care of this independently, because we're maybe not always structured with our work day. We're in an agriculture industry, so some days we're working longer, shorter days. So, we purchased a bus to use for a shuttle. And yeah, we pick up our workers, and actually, one of our workers is our driver. She does a great job, and she picks everybody up in the morning, gets them here, and then she gets them home at the end of the day. And it's just the best option now for everybody to, we know everybody's taken care of and gets to work.
Well, and it's amazing because, you know, everyone gets exactly the opportunity to work. They're not limited by their license, right? Yes. You know, it is true. It's great to have a driver's license when you move rural, but in the beginning, you might not. So to be able to work still, and then eventually, like, that's huge for people.
Yes, it's such a barrier that, and being outside of the community, yes, it's something that we had to look at really seriously, because these plants are our boss here. They tell us when we're busy and when we're not, and we need our crew here. So,
So speaking about employees, what types of positions do you offer? Obviously you're in agriculture, you know, with that comes specific positions in what you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the positions that you have?
Sure. So our largest position is our crop laborer. So those are our hard workers in the crop working with the plants. They have a variety of jobs from de-leafing, lowering the crop. It's all such a science to get those plants at their utmost production. So we do things like attaching a little clip to each stem that holds up the truss, which is a clump of tomatoes, just to support. There's to do that across a 10-acre span, it takes a lot of work. So yeah, our workers are very busy in the crop, and they all have their sections, and they know what has to be done in those sections, and they take pride in their area getting done and done properly. So that's one of the main jobs, is our crop laborer. And equal to that, we have our packing line laborers. Outside of the packing line, they are getting that product out, checking for quality, weighing, bagging, everything that you see in the store. It's amazing to see it through the process and see, you know, how it's done and how it gets there. It's a little labor intensive, but it's also makes you really have a sense of pride. And then as you go up, we have our supervisors watching the crop, watching our people. We have an IPM, which is, we have to take care of bug management. We have, it's a little world in there with a big ecosystem, and we have to have good bugs, taking care of those bad bugs. We try to do things as natural as possible. We have that. The craziest little thing is we have these little cardboard pieces of paper that come, and they're called Encarcia, and they're a little strip of eggs, which has to be distributed through the crop. And within 2 weeks, those eggs will hatch. Our Encarcia will go attack any little bugs and eat them.
And so you have, there's sort of a position that's in charge of those.
Yeah. That. We have to monitor. We monitor how many bad bugs are in every area by counting on sticky pads that are stuck, how many get stuck. And it's a little science. It's very cool. If there's too many, say, fruit flies, we need to do something. How do we counter that? You know, it's all a science. And then we have our head grower, of course, and he has come from Belgium. He has a lot of experience. He helps train our workers and teach his wealth of knowledge to everyone. And he's responsible for fertilization and monitoring. And we have, the greenhouse is set up with it's called a Priva system. It's a computer system that monitors weather, humidity levels, temperatures, everything. And so he's constantly monitoring the whole system to keep our little ecosystem in balance. And yeah, all through there's training. We'd like to have an assistant grower in charge, learning from him, being backup. And these are things that we would love eventually to have local people learn these skills and come to our area and want to be members of this community and just part of the whole world here and know that there's these opportunities here as we expand and grow. It's very exciting.
Erin, can I tell, I just want to talk a little bit about the head grower. Mm-hmm. So when people hear that we had to fill the head grower position, it is a mind-blowing experience. So when Vermilion Growers had brought me on to help them, like I didn't fill the position. There's the ones that recruited and found the person, but I learned a lot from Lucky and Maria at that point. And what I learned was there's very few head growers for a greenhouse with tomato plants worldwide.
Yes.
So if you want to talk about a field that people should be looking at getting into, because I feel greenhouses are the way of the future for rural northern Canada and just a food source in Canada in general, is, you know, something as a head grower is well paid. You know, it does require, you know, lots of education, but to have somebody like that be living and working in Dauphin and be able to attract them to come and live and work in Dauphin was a huge feat, I think, for Vermilion Growers, because I remember, you know, that Vermilion Growers having to go out to basically, you know, to different conferences and looking for people and recruiting. So I just have to say that that alone to have a head grower is something else. Like, it's just like to find someone was just the process. And so I just want to give a shout out to you guys for finding and retaining a head grower here in Dauphin, because good for you guys. You guys must be a great company to work for.
Yeah. Well, we offer him a lot of challenges for adapting his experience to our amazing Canadian winter. It's like, and one winter is not the same as the next winter. So it's like, you don't figure it all out. It's just a constant work with it. And yeah, his knowledge and what he brings here to adapt is, it's just pretty incredible to see that, yeah, he knows what works, but oh, it's minus 40 and the wind is blowing and now our roof is full of snow and ice. It's like, oh, okay, we're going to learn how to run a greenhouse a different way.
crazy.
Yes. So with so many different positions, you know, from entry level up to more management supervisor, what is your company's expectations in terms of that language piece? How are you, you know, are you working with local supports? What are your thoughts on that, I guess, and how are you, managing that or supporting and things like that?
Right. Like, I think I've kind of followed Lindsay's lead here with things just being addressed very basically and common sense and very just as we go, we've figured this out. But when we started, we had a large amount of Ukrainian people that have moved to the area. So that was my first language to work with. And I find we have, and then we've moved into the Spanish speaking. We have from different areas. And I think that as we've grown, we've found people who have excelled in those areas that have moved kind of up to be into more of a supervisor role that have those languages. So we've been very lucky because we have people here in our group that can translate for us and work well. Myself, from the beginning, my translator on my phone has been my best friend. I think it's my number one used app on my phone, and they appreciate my struggling and they're very patient with me. And the first interview I did, I think one of the first interviews I did was with a no English speaking Ukrainian lady. And I had started from my background I came from, you know, I have my interview questions. I'm pretty structured. We're going to ask all these questions. I realized in about 3 seconds that I was tossing those aside and we were having some real life chats, like very quickly. So, it's been a very feel it out and do what's common sense and what works and finding people who are suited to this type of work.
Yeah. So it's not a barrier. In other words, if they don't have a certain level, you're not going to necessarily turn them away, right?
You're
willing to adapt.
Yes.
Now, are there supports locally? Because we all know, you know, a big piece of success in Canada is getting the language eventually. Are there supports in the Dauphin area where people can get that language?
It's incredible. They have the regional connections in our area offers English classes, and I think most are taking them. And then I know they try here too. We do a little bit, and then we were offered this opportunity through regional connections to offer an English at work program. And so we were selected. It was amazing. So that they're doing that now with our Spanish group. So they come here to the greenhouse twice a week. We have an amazing instructor. She is just so flexible with our flexing schedule. Yeah. And she teaches them basic language. She says that, like, the smallest thing, like the slang that we use, you know. And I realized that from the beginning, that the way I speak doesn't always translate properly, and they laugh at me a lot, but I'm a little get to the point more often now. But yeah, she's teaching them some basics, and we've just really worked with them. I think we realize that having the English language isn't our number one need. Like, we can work with it. We are adaptable. And yeah, we have many different languages. They work with each other. They know, and I think they're for the most part happy to have a work environment that's flexible, and they appreciate how my translating doesn't always come through. They enjoy it, I think, but we get there in the end. Yeah. And well, yeah, we figured it out as we went.
And that's amazing to hear. That's my background. It's all language and workplace language and all of that. So it makes my heart happy when I hear of companies who are, because it is, to me, language is professional development. You're investing in your employees, and it's a great retention strategy as well. You know, if people are getting a great job and they're getting language at work, they're going to stay longer, you know,
Right.
and they're going to grow. So that's awesome to hear.
Yes. And as we get busier, have a little less time, but we have really offered them, they can always come and message me, you know, if they have, they're always little confusing things in a different country. And what am I doing? What's this, Aaron? You know, and we're just, it's a thing you have to give a little extra, and it goes a long ways, because these little things are small to us, but can be a big thing to them and help them to be, feel comfortable here and get the supports they need to feel like they're comfortable and happy to be here in this area.
Well, you know, and I want to just add on to that here. And in terms of immigration, though, like, do you have an expectation at some point when people should be, you know, so they've been with the company for a certain amount of time, and that, you know, is there expectation by Vermilion Growers to say, okay, so if you've been here for a certain amount of time, we do have an expectation of your communication to be a little bit better than those that may just have arrived? Like, is that
right? And, you know, because we're so young, we're learning all these things as we go with our second season, and it's very early in the learning stages of what we do really need of our employees. I think we've made it our goal at first to work with these people, but yeah, I can see how even for them and their level of comfortability in the community, that gaining that some English language is great for them. I think it would make them happier, go more into the community and feel part of it. And I just think it's a great asset. And I've kind of harped at them a little bit, but they take it with a grain of salt. But I'm like, take the English that we're offering, take it, you know, like, take advantage, because this is great. If you decide not to stay in Canada, you have this for the rest of your life, these tools that will help you come back or stay here, whatever. Yeah.
So, you know, and to add on to that as well, is just to, we are recording this in February 2025, and to make the point of how important it is to have the ability to speak English is very important. I get this asked often of my clients in lower skilled occupations, and they say, well, you know, how important is it? And right now the point system for Manitoba provincial nomination is really, really high. Right. Yeah. So we have to really encourage even those with lower skilled occupations to focus on the English language, because, or the French, you know, because the more you know of one of our official languages, the better off you are in terms of immigration. And I tell my clients all the time is that, you know what, there's only so much a business can do for you. Right. So they're offering you courses, they're providing you the opportunity to, you know, develop English and whatever else it may be. But the onus is also on the newcomer to really take advantage of those programs, because in the end, the business can only do so much and the community can only do so much. And immigration is ultimately up to the individual. So so I think it's really great that your company is doing all this for them, and I think encouraging them to learn English as much as possible, because it's going to help them. And you also said, just to veer off, is that you have promoted people that started off as crop labor. So let's talk about that. And that may have something to do with their ability to communicate.
Well, and that's it. And that's what is a little bit difficult, because you can see some people with the skills and that have potential that could move up, but without that English component, it's a barrier for them, definitely. So that's why we try to open it up and open, and some are, of course, just like anyone else, not interested, and the next person is just jumping at every chance. And you know, everybody has different intentions and goals, and so if they do want, like, we'd love to provide them with the abilities and then to go further and take more English if they want, because that's definitely something that would help them advance in this field for sure, because communicating with the whole team is pretty important in those upper levels. And yeah, as we expand, like as we said, like we're 10 acres now, like in the future, like 70 acres here is the goal in Dauphin. So
wow,
that awesome. Means multiples of these roles. And tomatoes is our crop now, but peppers is a huge demand. So that's, and these have to be based on efficiencies. So they're their own greenhouses for a certain crop, but peppers and cucumbers are in the plannings for later. And, you know, you need separate supervisors, you need separate all the upper levels. It's as you think in the future, it's like, whew, get your English and take all the chances you can offered to you, because building someone in your company and growing with the company is just a great asset to growing and being in an advanced position in the future.
Well, and there's huge, but you're investing in your future. Like you said, there's huge potential coming. So it's like, start now so you're ready, right? When those opportunities come up, because it takes time, you know, to get there.
Yes. Yes.
I have a question just as we're talking about the different positions. And obviously, we always like to bring up different pathways. Lindsay, this is probably more your realm, but so you are open to different immigration pathways for employees if they're a good fit.
For sure. Yes.
I guess. Am I saying it right, Lindsay? That's that immigration pathways. Okay. So do you support like letters of support, things like that? Is that what you'll do too if needed for an employee, things like that?
Yes. Yes. I am a letter of support machine. Like I have written so many letters of support. Awesome. I support all of our people. I think I it seems they come very often, the requests and the needed assistance, you know, the little things they need to help them out. And I always wonder about other companies and how, you know, if you're in a big city or somewhere where you're not known well, you know, like I just feel like we have a real personal touch here. And that's one of the reasons I love a small community, and a company like this is just close to my heart, because I just feel like there's these little things that you can do for people that can make or break. It's just such a big difference. And they know, they come to me and yes, we're going to write this letter 7 times, but you know what? We want to give them all the chances they can to further themselves. And if they want to get their permanent residency, if they want to buy a house, if they want a letter of support, if they want to get a driver's license, they come and they can, I will give them all the help they need. And we just get them. I've taken many trips with many people all over to all these different places, and to banks, to, you know, like all these places, help them get set up and get the things they need to be comfortable and happy here. And we've done a lot of laughing along the way, because I've learned a lot myself. And yeah, so it's good. Everybody's patient when you go in and full out say, I don't know what I'm doing, but we're here to learn, all of us. And yeah, we just give them what they need, the supports they need, and try to give them the best opportunities they can for a happy life here in this area.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity where some of their employees have elected me to represent them through their process. And I can vouch that Vermilion Growers is a huge supporter of supporting their employees to go through the provincial nominee program, any other pathways that are available to them. So yeah, thank you guys for being such a great company. And we also have Immigrate Parkland too, which is located in the Dauphin area. Yeah. So that as well helps those that maybe don't have as great a chance as those with higher points. So we do also have another resource, which is Immigrate Parkland, where they can also provide an extra letter of support too. But you know what? Before we let you go, we kind of want to get more into the details. If someone is, now I'm taking Leah's role, we're like switching roles here, Leah. But in terms of if someone wants to apply to Vermilion Growers, and knowing what you know now, like what are some things that you expect from newcomers? What do you want to see on resumes? Like where do you advertise? Give us the whole kind of shebang on that.
Right. Yes. So I think like word of mouth has done a lot for us. I think that spreads a lot. We haven't done huge advertising, but when we have just promoted ourselves on LinkedIn or Indeed, something like that, which we have done in the past, but I find most come through our website, definitely. And I like to say to check out our website, anybody who comes in, I always say, like, what do you know about us? Mm-hmm. Have you looked at our website? Have you looked at the pictures? If you know me, I enjoy taking pictures. I have a few pictures on my phone and I love to post them on our webpage and on our Facebook and our social medias. And it's just, it's good to get an idea of of the type of greenhouse we are. It's a commercial greenhouse. It is an agricultural field. We work and we see our rewards from that hard work. And so I strongly tell people to like what type of labor this is, but definitely our website is a great place to look at the gallery of pictures and just get an idea of what's going on. We have the links there on our website. Those emails come to me. I check through and I look for agriculture experience, of course, but the work that we're doing is we're repetitive. We are detail oriented. So I look through resumes for anything that is transferable, because if somebody has these skills and I know that they could stick to a job all day, and then I'll look at them. It could be not agriculture, but it's just, I can usually look through to see what type of positions they've held in their past. And I've done mostly, because a lot of people aren't local when they apply, we just set up a chat and we do a little Teams meeting or whatever, just through WhatsApp, anything. Nothing too scary. I like people to not be intimidated and to be comfortable when they talk to me, so you can get a really good feel for someone. And I think I try to put that out there too, that ask me what you need, because it's good for people to know what they're coming into when they get here. And am I answering your question? Am I getting off topic?
No. Erin, do you do all the interviewing as well?
I do. For Millet? Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. I'd like to do a one-on-one. Mark is our general manager. He's great. So I'll bring him in for higher level, or anybody. If it's great to meet someone, if Maria's here, she's wonderful. Our owner, she will stop in sometimes to say hi, but for the most part, I just like to talk to someone myself. It's not a very structured interview, because I find that this is just agriculture is just its own industry and its own world. And I just like to talk real to people and get a feel for them and to be honest so that they know what they're coming into. And yeah, it's a real hands-on kind of personal interview. And I just feel that's most effective.
Do any positions require French? We always like to ask that, you know, just being that that's the other language in Canada, right? But just curious if there is any.
Yeah. You know, I had a first applicant that boasted about their French skills on their resume. And I'm like, what is this? You know, we're in Canada, but this is the first time I think I've seen it. And I thought, you know, what part will this play in our future? I'm not sure. It hasn't been a huge part so far, but I think any language skills are an asset. So they could teach people French as well as English in their lunch breaks. I don't know.
Well, and you never know, right? Depending on where you're selling too, right? You never know in the future that could be an opportunity. Yes. Yep.
True. I think any language is a huge asset to anyone.
And right now the federal government's really focused on French. So, you know, for that person, they might have a better chance at immigration, because considering if they're very fluent at it, there might be an immigration pathway for them. So, you know, another advantage. Just to kind of change gears. So when I work with people and they get a job, okay, great. So I got a job with Vermilion Growers. Where am I going to live? How does your company deal with that?
Yeah. So housing, from the beginning and starting with immigration and everything was, you know, you think about the work and you think about this, and then very quickly the reality of housing becomes a big issue. And what do we do? So we were kind of just doing what we could, renting apartments, and it was very overwhelming, and to making people comfortable, and then to finding out they're kind of separated from, say, downtown where they could access banks and grocery stores easily was a real concern for us. These people haven't, just calling a cab is hard when you have no English and you're not familiar with a new country. So we really had to do some thinking, and how can we do this better? And it's taken a little time, but in the end, we had the benefit. This was huge for us to the owners have this huge building, which used to be the city hall in Dauphin, and it has been renovated and was a living space already. But we made the decision after searching through Dauphin and talking to builders and trying to find different opportunities that we were just going to have to go with this. So we decided to invest in make individual rooms. This building has three huge floors, so it's great. We've just by Christmas kind of we had it ready, so it's new for us. But yeah, it's a very comfortable space. Everyone is in a good location for the most part. We have most living there now. It provides them with the community and support. They're not different groups in different places and trying to bring everybody together. They're together, and it's just a real, real amazing thing that Vermilion has done for their workers, to have this opportunity for a comfortable place for them to live with peers to support them and for them to help each other, which is what we're trying to promote, that this independence where they can feel a little better about themselves and they can show each other. Like I will say, hey, talk to this person. He's been here for a year now. He will show you where the banks are. He will, you know, where I handheld myself at the beginning. I feel like this is a time for them to feel good about what they know and what they've learned, and to show someone else is the best tool. I feel like that makes you feel better about yourself and your community. So, and they're helping each other find the grocery stores, find these things, and they're right there. Even in these cold temperatures, they can walk easily and get to where they need. Our shuttle picks them up and brings them here. It's just, it's amazing that in the short time of a year and a half, really, that we've been in production, that all these things have come to light and we have dealt with them and can provide this to our workers.
I was going to say, I had the opportunity to see where the workers live, and it's beautiful. It's beautifully renovated. It's a brilliant idea. So you could have 20 plus workers all living in one building. It's like a beautiful apartment building with low cost. So I think to really sum it up with Vermilion Growers is that you guys have been very innovative in terms of providing transportation to and from your work site. You have had the ability to offer English within, you know, which I think is extremely important. You provide sponsorship letters to those who demonstrate interest and want to perhaps immigrate to Dauphin. Yes. And as well as you've had the ability and the wherewithal to be cognitive of where someone lives in terms of, you know, you want to make everything central, accessible, and as well at the same time, you want them to live somewhere where they could be proud of. So I think Vermilion Growers, just being in the immigration field, I would actually say you have done an extremely great job in terms of assisting your newcomers. And I'd be really proud if I was you guys, because I stand in awe of how far you've come from where we started with a workforce shortage to you guys being able to manage immigration practically all yourselves and providing a wealth of resources for your newcomers at Vermilion Growers. So great job, Erin.
Well, the support we've had from 100th Meridian and this community has been unreal. Like the first time I met with Lindsay and we And she was telling me about LMIAs and everything. My head was spinning. I'm like, there's no way. She's like, oh, you'll become more independent. I'm like, nope, there's actually no chance of that happening. I don't even know what language you're speaking right now. And it's been a lot of learning. Oh my goodness. Like a crash course, really. And all the do's and don'ts where we've had to learn. And yeah, I don't know what we'd be without the support. It's incredible to have that base of support where you can grow and learn and feel comfortable with it. And yeah, to applying for my own LMIAs now for a company and talking to the ESCC, just like they're my best friends. I think they actually know my name. One lady said the other day, oh yeah, we spoke. And I was like, oh my, I call a lot. I have a lot of questions, but I just feel like ask the questions and learn. And people are usually very supportive. And yeah, so... yeah, so it's been a huge learning curve. And I am myself actually baffled. Sometimes I take a step back and think, wow, like we have learned this all in such a short time, really. And yes, so.
Well, that's great. I think that's a perfect part to wrap up here. Thank you, Erin, so much for coming and chatting today. You've given everyone a lot of information. I'm telling everyone out there right now, if you're in agriculture, this is the company to go to. Apply for, you know. Yeah. I think it's a great opportunity. You're yes. offering everything, so it's amazing.
Yes. I can't wait to see this be part of the thinking for young people who had thought about agriculture and never considered an indoor agriculture environment like this, and for it to become part of the thinking for our area as we grow. That hey, this is something that I could excel in and grow in.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks again for being on, everyone. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and we will see you all next week.
Great. Thanks you, everyone. Live rural, live well.
If you feel this could assist other people like yourself, please like and share our podcast. As well, we will leave links below to the topics we spoke about today. Thank you for listening, and join us next time to learn about another great company and community that is a great place to work and settle.